Here he is, the manager of the first place New York Yankees, Aaron Boone.
Important to remember that. Hey, Booney, good to see you again.
It's good to see you guys.
How proud of you of your guy?
Yeah, Mendy's a stud, man. Like, that's, yeah, I was very, you know, the last few years kind of like going into the offseason, kind of preparing because he started interviewing for these spots and knowing what I know, like eventually somebody's going to see it and the right opportunity is going to be there. So kind of like dreading that day of losing him. But this whole offseason, it felt like I didn't know where he was going to end up. Mm-hmm. I knew, and it just felt like he was going to get one of these this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I ended up just being really excited for him.
Right.
And
even though it was the Mets?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so equipped to do it, and he's just a great person, a great friend, and you know what? We've moved on. Like Brad Osmus come in as my bench coach. He's done a great job, and I'm just excited for Mendy and his family.
What does this series mean to you? You've been a part of a few since you took over in 2018, so you're a veteran of the Subway Series. Like, do you get extra pumped up when you know, all right, I'm managing against the Mets at Citi Field or Yankee Stadium?
Yes. Yeah. I think there's things. Look, the 162 is, right, the ultimate grind, and you're just kind of blinders on and day by day, and you just have that routine. But there's always things in the course of the season that I think are just give you a little extra juice in the monotony of it all. When we went to London or played in the Field of Dreams games or a big series division-wise or a big interleague series. You know, we went out to L.A. last year and played the Dodgers. And the Subway Series has that kind of, extra juice in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the grind. And I think our guys love it. And, I know the city loves it, too.
Your ace is back, finally, after an extended stint before the start of the season. And pitched okay in his first outing. He's pitching tonight. Tell us what Garrett means coming back or being back for this team. We see him in the dugout.
Yeah.
He's always there. I mean, he feels like the leader, even if he's not the vocal leader all the time. But he feels like he's the one that's always directing, managing, talking to the starting pitchers that are out there. What does it mean to have him back and actually on the mound?
I think one of the things that I've really, I shouldn't say grown to appreciate because I've always appreciated, but to see his level of commitment to the Yankees, the organization, the fan base, his teammates, like what it means to him and how invested he is in all of it. How's this going to look for us as a team? How's this going to look for my teammate? Like he works at that,
right,
and pours a lot into that, and he's been a great leader for us.
Carlos Rodon, I think, is to Yankee fans the guy that they have a tough time fully trusting.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the ex-girlfriend. They're like, we kind of want things to go well, but we're not sure. He got off to a great start this year. He's had two bad to mediocre starts in a row. Why do you think that's happened? Any level of concern from you? And should Yankee fans calm down about Carlos?
No, because I think his stuff is very much still in line. Like, the Red Sox jumped him in the first two innings and got to some pitches and put two good innings on. And then even within that outing, his last three innings, he kind of dominated, mm-hmm, pitched really well, got us through five that night when we were a little short. And then the Braves jumped him right out of the gate and got to some heaters where he didn't get him quite to where he wanted to go. But I think stuff-wise, he's in line. I think he's got more pitchability than he's ever had in his career. Like, he doesn't just have to come and, if I don't have my fastball slider, what do we do? Like, he's got other ways to go. And even within that last outing where it was a struggle for him, he almost kind of settled in and got through it. And then the fourth inning, Olsen got him with – actually hit a pretty good pitch out, mm-hmm, on a slider. So, he's in a good place, really good frame of mind. His work has been excellent, and his stuff is very much in line to where he should continue to go out and play well.
Let me get to the lineup here. We don't need to talk about Volpe and Soto and Judge because they're doing what they're supposed to do, but things get a little bit shakier. Now that you've gotten some injuries, Giancarlo Stanton, obviously,
yep,
Rizzo as well. How are you going to navigate that? And DJ's been underperforming. Like, what's the mindset for you going forward as you look at this lineup every day?
Yeah, so, I mean, other guy, you got to piece it together a little bit, and the season's never going to go perfect. And we had pretty much a really good bill of health the first couple months of the season. Now we've been nicked up a little bit. Obviously, Giancarlo's presence You know, he's been, the way I put it, he's been a threat every single day. And just having him in there behind, whether it's Verdugo or against lefties, behind Soto and Judge to have another real threat, you know, we'll miss that. But, you know, we also got to, you know, it gives some other guys the opportunity. We'll play a little bit of matchups in the back half of the lineup, depending on who we're playing. You know, I still think Gleyber Torres is going to really step up and be the hitter that he is. It's a guy in the prime of his career that has always hit.
You think he's pressing because it's a contract year?
I don't know. I mean, I think, look, it's the nature of it. I don't necessarily think because it's a contract year. It is a contract year. You want to do well. You're a good hitter. You get off to a slow start and it doesn't come.
Right.
You know, and actually, May was fairly normal for him, but it was on the heels of where he struggled in April. So you're like waiting for him to get hot.
Right.
He hasn't gotten hot yet. And I still believe that's in there for him. But I'm sure there's days where, you know, you've done this, you've done it well, and you're like, man, why aren't I unlocking?
Right.
So I'm sure that maybe factors in a little bit, but I still believe that he'll get through it.
What about DJ? Because I was a believer in him because of the way he finished last year. Like, he started to look a little bit like La Machine over the last couple of months of the season. And then this year, obviously, start and stop with the injuries. He's off to a bad start. Is it simply he's just getting, you know, trying to get going because he missed all of spring training and missed so much time? Or is there a level of concern that we may just never see La Machine again?
Well, Here's the tough part about it is he had such a good winter, and he was in such a good place physically this winter with the work he did, and it showed in spring training right away. It's like, oh, there it is. There's that life in his swing and in his legs a little bit and the body. And then I can see him fouling the ball off his foot, you know, late in spring, and his reaction to it, he you know, because obviously it doesn't show a lot of emotion. He's not like a rolling on the ground, but I could tell it hurt him.
Yeah.
And he stayed in, finished the at-bat, went out, and I was like, we got him out of there. And then we find out, you know, it's another whatever it ended up, broken or
whatever, bone bruise or
whatever, whatever it ended up being. And it's like, man, after all the things he's overcome, you know, from a foot standpoint, toe, the last couple of years, like to where I thought his foundation he laid in the winter was so good and it looked the part in spring training. Now all of a sudden we're shut down and it was a long, you know, it took a while.
Right.
So I think he's still working back from that. And you know, you have all those things and you're, man, you've been DJ this two-time batting champ, like expect, and it's not coming right away, and you feel that a little bit.
Yeah, I almost feel like you'd rather break your arm than get a lower body injury like that, whether it's a knee or a foot or something like that. Soft tissue is different,
but I'm saying
bone, because you can't do anything.
Yeah. So we
you lose strength.
Yes. So we got to just, you know, we got to have some patience there and allow him to work through it, and hopefully he gets back to that point of, you know, where he's, you know, a real factor from an at-bat standpoint.
Let me circle back to Giancarlo Stanton. Did he do it rounding third base? Because that's where you saw that little look on his face, from, oh, that kind of caught.
Yeah.
And how bad is this hamstring?
It's not bad, which is good. It's just a matter of how long it takes him to get right. So hopefully, you know, I know, excuse me, he came out and said 4 weeks, so hopefully that is the case. I mean, that's what it should be around.
4 weeks till he plays again, or 4 weeks till he can get kind of ramped up again?
No, till he's back with us.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, but we'll see. You know, it's like, you know, these soft tissues, especially for him, have
well, it's been recurring with this left hand swing.
I
speculated
exactly
yesterday, and it's pure speculation because that's what we do. Christian Watson, who was a wide receiver for the Packers, he did the Cybex test, and he realized he was an imbalance.
Yeah.
Right, he had muscular imbalance, and he spent this whole offseason trying to correct that. I remember I used to have hamstring issues when I was young, and it was an imbalance. Is that? Could it be that? I mean, it sounds simple, and it's an easy fix, but maybe it is simple.
I think one of the things that served him well is because he's obviously, you know, played half the season and hasn't had issues. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, he made the decision, I got to play at a lighter weight, you know. That's not to say he's always in shape.
Right.
Like Giancarlo's a physical specimen. But, you know, at that size and wound tight, and you start to get north of 30, like, it's hard for your body to take that pounding of a 260, 70-pound, whatever weight it is. So I think the decision he made to go at a lower weight obviously served him really well, and we saw the results of that. But, you know, this is – hopefully just a little bump in the roll. It is a minor injury, and you know, but with his history of the soft tissue and the hamstring, you know, we got to make sure he's right.
We're talking Aaron Boone, manager of the Yankees. So I remember when you guys had all these big meetings during the offseason, we were all kind of mocking it, like, oh, let's see what they come up with. And my answer was always like, let's just see the season. Let's see what's different. Here's what feels really different.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, not that you ever punted games. I always hated that phrase when people would say it. But there would be a lot of double off days. A lot of, hey, let's rest this guy, let's rest that guy. It feels like you're running guys out there every day. Was that something talked about? Was that an Aaron Judge recommendation? And was that a change that you guys made?
No, it's health. Like, a lot of times, like, I know double off days with Judge, just like Judgey, maybe banged up, good enough to play,
right.
but I know he's banged up and playing through something, so sometimes I would do that with him.
Mm-hmm.
But by and large, we've been really healthy. Our guys are recovering really well. They've invested a lot into recovery, you know, things, whether it's modalities we have available to us, just all the things that go into recovery now for an athlete. I feel like these guys have gotten really good at and really invested in, and it's shown up with guys being able to go out there over and over.
Why do you think Jose Trevino has struggled a little bit throwing base runners out this year, and his miles per hour on throws to second base, which, by the way, I don't even know if that was a thing.
Right.
Like 15 years ago, I've heard about it in the last year or so. Why do you think that number is ticked down?
Yeah, it makes us speculate injury.
Yeah. No, he's good. Arm strength's never been his thing, right? But you know, the running game is so much on all of us, right? The catcher, obviously, is the last line of defense, and that's what we see. But it's on pitchers, infielders, us in the dugout, varying looks. And some pitchers are very capable of handling things. Obviously, the pitch clock makes things different, and the disengagements make things different. Controlling the running game, I feel like, has been a strength for us over the last few years. It's something that, but, you know, obviously we had the game in Boston where, you know, they ran wild, which is part of their team, and one of those nights where the situation presented itself over and over.
Right.
I think we allowed 13 singles and like 6 walks that night. So, and we were chasing, you know, they had the lead. So it was like kind of the perfect storm. But, you know, we'll get better at it and hopefully be more in line with who we've been the last couple of years than this snapshot of a couple of games that went awry.
Right. The start of the season, it was series win after series win after series win. The last few have been challenging, right? You just can't get that series victory. What are you saying to the club? Or are you not saying anything?
Nothing right now. We are – this room is – look, I feel like we've had some really good clubhouse situations since I've been here. This to me feels really, really special, and this group is cut out for this, and we feel like we have a chance to be a great team. We know we've had a rough week 10 days, whatever it is right now. We also understand that's kind of part of it. That's the inevitability. It's why teams don't win 115 games or 110 games.
Right.
Like, you're going to take your lumps at some point. Our starting pitching has been so good all year. We had a couple in a row where, you know, we got knocked out early. We're playing catch up in the bullpen a little bit. But at the same time, it's also shined a light on some of the areas where, you know, we're a little deficient, or shined a light on things that we need to address, whether it's internally, externally, whatever it may be. But I do feel like this group, even through this little stretch of a week of games, is locked.
Why do you think the room is so different? Is it Soto, Verdugo, something else?
I don't know so different, because I do feel like we've had good rooms in the past. But I think part of what we went through last year of you know, not getting to the playoffs, and you know, that the terribleness of that,
the unacceptability
like,
of that,
like it, right. it, you know, I do think it. It put us in more of a guys to a man. We're like hell bent on like, I'm not, this ain't happening again. And it started in the winter. It started with, you know, as corny as it seems, like guys getting together in the winter and being in Tampa together. And, you know, our minor league camp a month before spring training was filled with guys on our team and veteran players coming down there and like, let's make sure we're in a good spot going into this year. And I feel like the foundation that that was late in the winter with our group and these players, and the purpose to which they've had since day one of spring training has been really, really strong. And you know, these guys are on a mission to do something great.
Can you quantify those additions? Because I look at Verdugo, and he seems like a little bit unhinged sometimes. And it's like, dude, you need guys like that on your team. Or Soto with his plate discipline. I feel like it's infectious. Like,
yeah.
Aaron Judge is leading the team in walks this year, right? And it's crazy because you didn't think that, but it feels like that's an influence from some of these guys that you brought in.
Well, first off, Juan, like, he's been everything we could have hoped, right? I mean, and to see the up close at bats day in and day out, it's like this battle meets theater. Like, I've never seen a reaction to a ball or to a strike.
Well, it means it's important.
In his at bats, right. That's like you can feel in the crowd and in the stadium. I do think that's had an outstanding effect. He's been excellent. Doogie coming in has just been like, I don't know, this perfect guy to shove in our clubhouse, and the edge that he brings, and the guys have loved him and he's loved them back. And he's been a guy that, frankly, I've wanted here for a couple of years. Like, I've had my eye on, like, I just have always felt like this guy would be perfect for our team, and he has, you know. And he's in a little stretch where he's grinding a little bit this week, but he's gotten a ton of big hits. You've seen the outfield plays he has made over and over again. And he's just, I think a real winning ingredient to our team.
It feels like Aaron Judge is different since he got the C on his chest. Like, even, I think it was a few weeks ago when he kind of told the fans, hey, I really didn't like that "We want Soto" chant. I thought that was badass, because that was a guy basically saying, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one criticized him because he's Aaron Judge. Do you see a difference in him maybe taking more of a leadership role since he's gotten that C?
Look, I think he takes it serious. Like, he is without question the leader of our team, and guys look to him. But I've seen that for years now. Now, I've seen it evolve to the level now of where, you know, I feel like he's this really refined, outstanding leader. He's always kind of had that presence to him, but that's something that he's continued to get better at and grow in that role over the years.
Do you think this team's going to change come deadline?
I think we'll be playing in
your
certain
smile
waters.
Says yes.
I mean we're still got a ways to go, and you know, this is that time of year where you kind of, all right, getting an idea of your team, you know, injuries, where you need to fortify. You know, hopefully there's a move or two that we make that's impactful and helps us kind of complete ourselves as a team.
I think from a Yankee fan standpoint, the closer, Clay Holmes, feels trustworthy until he's not. And he doesn't have that elite stuff. He's just going to throw ground balls. And some of those are going to get in the holes. And, he's going to give up a run. And so it gets really, I guess, frustrating come extra innings, especially in the regular season. Once the playoff starts, it's different because there's no ghost runner. But talk about Clay Holmes and your confidence in him as your closer.
Yeah, a ton of confidence. Clay Holmes has been so consistently good now for a few years, and I would push back on the stuff part of it. I mean, it's as good a power sinker and now the slider to go with it. And, like, you know, closers give up runs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the best of them give up a run, give up the lead. And it's maybe a guy that gets swing and miss. I hear a lot about that. Or the guy that gives up a bleeder. Like, it happens every now and then. What I would say about Clay is his body of work's been excellent. He's been really, really consistent. And he's got the makeup and mentality to handle the inevitable successes and failures you face as a closer, especially a closer in this market. He's so equipped to deal with all that. And even through where he's given up a couple here over the last few weeks, like, it's not far off from the dominant Clay.
So your
either.
Confidence hasn't wavered on
no.
That.
Well,
no.
You know what the problem is? Because I had this debate on air with Tiki and Yankee fans. We are victim to the Mariano syndrome.
Right.
That, well, he's not Mariano.
Well,
nobody's Mariano.
When I got traded here in 2003 at the deadline, Mariano gave up a couple Mariano was getting booed at the stadium.
It did happen.
Because I went, I was there in 03, and it's September, and he's getting, I'm like, wow. I didn't.
That's a rite of passage for a New York athlete.
You know, but obviously he's the greatest to ever do it.
Right, he is.
Which, and he didn't get all the swing and miss that everyone.
No, and he also blew some saves in some big moments.
Yeah.
Not that we want to bring it up.
It's like, you know what? Sometimes a pitcher gives up a run.
Yes.
And sometimes as a closer, you don't have that leeway. So Clay's really equipped for this, and I'm glad he's our guy.
Do you ever, at some point, speaking of glad someone's your guy, do you ever, maybe it's tonight, you put your arm around Juan Soto and say, he ain't leaving this. I mean, look at this. We're the New York Yankees. Half this building is going to be rooting for the Yankees tonight. Don't I know it? Do you ever, because look, you can't control the money. You can't control the business aspect of it. He's a free agent.
Yeah.
He has every right to go do that. But you can control the emotional aspect. Mm. Putting that arm around him. Ah, Juan, ain't it great here? Don't you like me? Aren't I a wonderful manager? Do you do like the little recruiting throughout the year?
Not like you're describing.
No. You do any better. I mean, look, smarter.
I'm trying to, you know, I try and create an environment, do my part in creating an environment to where he can thrive. And I would say, just from my view of it, like, obviously he's thrived, but I also think he's really enjoyed being here and being a part of this team and being part of this group and the people he gets to interact with. So that's going to be for another day. We don't know where it ends up, but right now I think he understands and we understand what we're playing for right now, and that's what we're focused on.
All right, Booney, I know you are famously a non-New York football fan. So I'll give you a second to gloat on taking our best player.
Yeah, didn't you?
As your head coach says.
You got in some hot water, didn't you?
I mean, I just spoke for Giant fans.
What'd you say?
Dude, you're in Philly.
Aaron, can I give you an example?
You're an Eagle now.
And you can do this right now into a microphone. If Juan Soto leaves the New York Yankees and signs with, you could take your pick, could be my team,
the Baltimore,
could be the Red
Orioles.
Sox, could be the Orioles. He's dead to you, correct? Yeah.
No.
No?
Good luck. You're dead to me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You know he is.
You'll still shake his hand, buddy.
Are you excited to have our former best player on your team now?
I think he fits really well in the...
Oh, shut up.
Right now.
Never mind. I'm sorry I asked even the question.
I think,
all you want to hear.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Congratulations. Good luck to a degree in these two games. Yeah. Good luck throughout the season. Always good talking to you, man.
Yeah, great seeing you guys.
Likewise.
Great seeing you. The manager of the first place New York Yankees.